This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The National Ag Statistics Service released final estimates for the 2017 crop year in Illinois on Friday. Planted area for corn came in at 11.2 million acres. That's down 3% from 2016. Corn for grain was harvested on 10.9 million acres, down 4% from 2016. Corn yield is estimated at 201 bushels per acre, up 4 bushels from 2016. Production is estimated at 2.2 billion bushels, down 2% from last year. This is a record high yield and fourth highest production on record. Looking at soybeans, planted area came in at 10.6 million acres, up 5% from 2016. Harvested area, 10.5 million, also up 5%. Soybean yield is estimated at 58 bushels per acre, down 1 bushel from 2016. Production estimated at a record high 612 million bushels, up 3% from the previous year. For winter wheat, harvested area in 2017 is estimated at 470,000 acres, the same as last year. The winter wheat yield is estimated at 76 bushels per acre, up 2 bushels from 2016. Production is estimated at 35.7 million bushels, 3% above the previous year. And last but not least, the harvested area for all hay acres came in at 490,000, up 2% from 2016. The all hay yield is estimated at 3.3 tons per acre, up 0.2 tons from the previous year. And production is estimated at 1.6 million tons, 9% above 2016. In other news, the Illinois Specialty Growers Conference wrapped up Friday afternoon, and it was a successful week for the group. I attended the conference last week and had a chance to visit with the Illinois Specialty Growers Manager, Jim Fraley. Jim said the trade show was sold out and attendance numbers were up.
Yeah, we have sold out the trade show booth, so that's tremendous. So that means we've got 70 exhibitors here from all over the Midwest. There's highlighting things from specialized farming equipment for the specialty crop industry to nutrients to compost to services. It's a real wide range of exhibitors we have here at our conference.
You said a couple things were in your favor this year as well.
Yeah, it's this is we're always been snake bit for this conference. At least one of the 3 days, either we have ice or really cold temperatures or expected snowfall, and it's kind of hurt some of our at least one day of our attendance. But this year we're blessed with pretty warm weather. We've really seen a huge increase in on-site attendance. People just coming in and saying, "I can make the conference this year, and I'll just register on site," which we welcome. And you know, people come on in and we can set you up. Even if you just want to come in for the trade show, we can make that happen as well.
You mentioned one of the keynote speakers or one of the topics this year focuses on pumpkins, and there's a lot of interest in that.
Yeah, believe it or not, you know, Illinois is the number one pumpkin growing state, primarily for canning, but there's a lot of producers now that are growing pumpkins on their farm. To have people come to their farm and buy pumpkins, buy apples, other vegetables, and other products. But, you know, they're a kind of finicky crop, and you've got to do a lot of scouting, making sure that the insects don't get them or the mildew isn't attacking the plant. But it seems that every year that we offer a pumpkin track or focusing on how to grow and market pumpkins, we have a good attendance, and that's what we're seeing again this year. Last year it was tomatoes and peppers, and we were down a little bit. This year we're back at pumpkins, and you know, the attendance really responded.
Well, so glad that the numbers are up and people are coming out for this conference. I think what's neat about this, it's showcasing a different side of Illinois agriculture, because when you drive Interstate 55, which goes right through Springfield, we see big corn and bean fields, but so many other things in Illinois happen, and those people are here for these few days.
Oh, definitely. And you know, Katie, that is really the benefit, is the producer to producer networking that happens here. You know, you're in a session and you're talking about, gosh, this is what's going on in my farm, is there anybody else experiencing this? And some of it is cultivating customers or keeping new ones, or how do I do a CSA? And people share their experiences here. There's nothing sacred. They're willing to help each other out, and that is, you know, the true benefit of this conference is just the networking opportunities are tremendous.
And would you say all sizes of specialty growers, from maybe a commercial orchard down to someone that just has a garden?
Oh, definitely. We have, you know, the larger orchard farmers, you know, down in southern Illinois to northern Illinois. And then we've got people that are literally squeezing out $25,000, $30,000 of gross income off of an acre of ground, because they're growing flowers, and they're taking those flowers and doing a wedding with them, or they're growing a certain vegetable, and then people are coming to their farm to buy that, or they're growing enough of a diversity of crops that they can offer a weekly basket to people or take it to the market. But we're finding that the consumer wants to make that connection with their farmer, and people are willing to pay for fresh, high-quality product right from the farm.
It's exciting to learn about these things, and I'm laughing. I'm thinking to myself, if someone's looking for flowers for a wedding, they might want to come here and straight to the source and talk to someone. Jim, wanted to also mention a change for you personally. The last couple of years I've been able to visit with you here at the Specialty Growers Conference. Not going to be the case next year.
That's right. Next Friday, I'll be retiring after almost 31 years at Farm Bureau, and I've done anything from being a marketing person to provide advice on farm bill and financial statements to the livestock person for Farm Bureau for more than 25 years, and continue to oversee that area. But and then the last couple of years, transitioning as I transition out, we've been able to bring in new people to kind of overlap and learn about the livestock industry and what they need to do. And so we've made for a very smooth transition in that area. And now it's time for me to, as I was telling you earlier, I think become a full-time farmer now. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, congratulations to you, Jim. I know you've had a great career with Illinois Farm Bureau, and your years of service show that. Anything that you'd like to say? Some people listening have probably met you and talked to you. You've worked with them. Final words that you'd like to share?
Well, I came from a Farm Bureau family. My grandfather was a charter member of the DuPage County Farm Bureau. You know, I was a farm kid. I farmed after high school, and I've always had livestock at home. So I was always a staff person first, but, you know, a farmer also in my heart. And, you know, I make hay, I grow corn and soybeans as well. So, you know, when I hear about the toils a farmer has, I understand. I'm there with you, you know, and that brought an interesting dimension to my position. And gosh, the people I've met, and our County Farm Bureau managers, Katie, you know, it's really good to see so many people over the years. That agriculture is such a small industry, you know, that you make friends you in high school and you still see them today. You know, now they're active in Farm Bureau or the other associations. But it's been a great ride, and I appreciate everybody was there that I got to know over the years.
Jim Fraley, soon-to-be retired manager for the Illinois Specialty Growers Association. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.